This is the brief on choosing between Magento and Adobe Commerce for your Australian e-commerce business. This guide breaks down the real-world trade-offs, proving your choice isn't about which platform is universally better, but honestly, just which one fits your current business stage. First, let's look at the financial reality and that whole free software illusion. You know, Magento open source has literally zero licensing fee, but the costs definitely creep up later with hosting, development, and fixes. It's kind of like getting a free plot of land. Well, you still got to pay to actually build the house. Contrast that with Adobe Commerce, which needs a hefty upfront investment, but packs so many built-in features, meaning way fewer add-on costs down the road. Second, how do those budgets actually translate to your daily operations? Magento gives you the basics and ultimate control, which is awesome if you have a local web team handling tricky Australian shipping quirks, GST, and payment gateways. Conversely, Adobe comes preloaded with advanced premium tools like B2B features and AI recommendations. But hey, here's the catch. If you don't have an agency to set it up, aren't those expensive built-in features just going to sit there unused? Finally, let's talk about scaling. Magento is absolutely ideal for startups and steady, budget-sensitive growth, while Adobe powers massive catalogs and heavy traffic for fast-scaling brands. Lots of businesses actually start on Magento and just plan an upgrade later. So when do you actually make the leap? You switch the exact moment maintaining endless Magento plugins becomes way more work than just paying for Adobe's structured system. Ultimately, choose Magento's hands-on freedom or Adobe's out-of-the-box structure based entirely on what your business can handle today without overcomplicating tomorrow.